And let's see. What else is going on? The big fatty took our clips from the last show.
That bastard. The hot, big, fatty bastard.
I would lick his balls. And played them on his show. So if anyone hasn't... If you're a regular podcast listener and you just like, you know, like 20 minutes to half an hour of fun every weekday, go over and check out the Big Fatty online. We love the Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. And he also does Little Fatty Cast.
Huh? Is he doing that still?
Larkin was
explaining. I thought they brought it back, but yeah, I don't know.
Larkin is my teacher.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
That bastard. The hot, big, fatty bastard.
I would lick his balls.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 568 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 7th, I say, of April 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got a list, and I am going to do a little chitter-chatting about my straight boyfriend down there in the Australias, and this, just, and some things in the news. Yes, Big Fatty, it's a cluster! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, Tuesday, I was supposed to get the remainder of my new furniture delivered here to the Fat Cave, but y'all, I got a phone call on Tuesday afternoons at Big Fatty. We are very sorry, but the truck has broken down with your furniture on it, and we will call you back. Once the repairs have been completed. Well, y'all hadn't heard another word. No! So I guess I'll just have to wait until the truck is repaired before I can get the remainder of my furniture. And y'all, today, hump day, I am supposed to be getting the new TiVo. Yes, Big Fatty, you ordered the new Premiere TiVo, and we have all gone over to the website to check it out and see how lovely it is. And y'all, it is current. I'm checking one of the apps on the iPhone, which I do not use. You know, I do not use the cellular telephonic devices. But y'all, there's an app on there that'll track your track, and it won't track nothing. It'll check your or track your shipments. And y'all, The last notification was that it was in Greensboro, North Carolina. North Kakalaki. It's up there near Moose. Yes, Big Fatty. I wonder if Moose will pick it up for you and bring it to you. Probably not. But y'all, I'm excited about that. And y'all, Big Fatty got an e-letter on Tuesday from the people that put out the Price is Right. The Price is Right app for the iPhone. And y'all, it was... Have I thrown it away? Oh, Big Fatty, we always know you're going to fuck it up. But y'all, there's a new app out for the pressure lock. You know where it's no whammies. No, no, no whammies, Big Fatty. No whammies. And y'all, it's 60% off for today only. For Wednesday only, it's $1.99 in the App Store. So if you like the pressure lock and like to play the game over there, I would highly suggest it. I played it a couple of times, and I got three whammies. So, but y'all, who doesn't love a whammy? Ah, Big Fatty, you make it sound vulgar. But so you might want to check that out. And y'all, since I've got the e-letter box open over here, I thought I would read you a little thing that Paul has sent to me. And Paul says, and this is called Replacement Windows. And it says, last year I replaced all the windows in my house with that expensive double-pane energy-efficient kind. And today I got a call from the contractor who installed them. he was complaining that the work had been completed a whole year ago, and I still hadn't paid for them. Well, hello! Just because I'm blonde doesn't mean that I am automatically stupid. So I told him just what his fast-talking sales guy had told me last year, which was that in 1 year, these windows would pay for themselves. Well, hello, it has been 1 year, I told him. There was only silence on the other end of the line, so I finally just hung up. He never called back. I bet he felt like an idiot. So, y'all, I thought that was cute. Ah, oh, Big Fatty, that's a cutie pie indeed. Yes, all of those are just cutie pie things indeed. From Paul. And y'all, I've gotten something here from my straight boyfriend. Y'all, I'm going to talk a little bit about him. Because, you know, y'all know about Straight Bob. He lives down there in the Australias. And y'all, you know, every once in a while he likes to poke fun at Big Fatty, but sometimes I think he's digging for information. Oh dear, Gussie, I believe that the phone call for the furniture is coming in now. Let me take it now, okay?
This just into the BFO furniture delivery update desk. The truck was irreparable, so the furniture will be delivered Wednesday between noon and 4.
So, y'all, I was telling you about my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the Australias. And, y'all, he has sent me a news story about the cucumber in the rear was a failed suicide attempt. Yes, Big Patty, tell us about it. Tell it about it. And y'all, this was breaking news from news.com.au. And y'all, I think AU means gold. But anyway, it says, a Hong Kong man taken to the hospital to have a cucumber removed from his bottom told doctors he inserted it in a suicide attempt. The Sun reported that Chin Wei, that's C-H-I-N, capital W-E-I, is that an I? 62. Y'all, he's 62. He's as old as the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord. And anyway, get it, Chin Wei, anyway. Ah, Big Fatty, you're punny. You're just so punny. Chin Wei, 62, said the method was a variation of the Japanese ritual suicide harikiri, usually carried out with a sword plunged into one's own stomach. He was found in a pool of blood by his daughter before being rushed to receive medical help. Medics said a severe tear to the man's anus was not life-threatening. Now, y'all, I'm not quite sure why my straight boyfriend sent me this. But anyway, I've now shared it with you. And, y'all, no! Big Freddy, why did he send that to you? It's just vulgar. I know. But, y'all, I think he sends me those things just to make me giggle. Because, y'all, I think he's trying to glean information from me about that Kim Beaver, because y'all, you know, the straight men, they love the lesbians. They love the lesbians. And y'all, I think that my straight boyfriend may have just the slightest of man crushes on the Kimber Beaver. And y'all, because he's, oh, have you ever seen a picture of Kim Beaver? And you know, y'all, you know, I probably should say, yeah, oh yes, it's on Rate My Boobs and Rate My Cannery. anyway, but y'all, I cannot confirm nor deny this. I cannot confirm nor deny this, that he's trying to make a move on that Beaver. You know, I've got the TiVo. Got the TiVo coming later today. It's coming by the UPS, the UPS. What can Brown do for you? Well, it can soil your underpants. That's what Brown can do for you. And, you know, and then on Thursday, I've got Comcast coming up to program the new TiVo, because y'all, it has to have some sort of special card put in it, and they have to send a representative out, and then I turn in my cable box, and Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar, but, and then the TiVo becomes the cable box. So anyway, now y'all, I don't know if you saw this story in the news or not, but there was this woman, I think she was off, I don't really know where she was, but I get the impression she was down there near the San Diegos where Nessa and Wiener live, and Miss Wes, or maybe she was in Northern California, I don't know. She may not have been in California anywhere. She may have been in Northern California up off the coast of Sacramento, even though Sacramento is not on the coast, but it is. It is the home of the Big Gay Sex Show with Matt and Ouija, who we heard at the beginning of today's show. But y'all, they don't listen. They don't listen, because y'all, who would say, oh, well, you should go over and listen to Big Fatty's show. It's between 20 and 30 minutes, 5 days a week. Y'all, it's never. I shouldn't say never. It's 20 minutes. It is 20 minutes, y'all. I mean, it's somewhere between 19 minutes and 59 seconds and 20 minutes and 1 second. So, anyway, but, you know, that's okay. That's okay. And y'all, that Ouija, called me a bastard. Yes, Big Freddy, he called you a bastard. And, you know, it's okay, because Matt would like to, lick my balls. Yes, Big Freddy. Speaking of that, do you have an update on the gay days? No, I don't have any gay updates. But, anyway, this woman was, I don't know where she was going or why she was doing that. I think it was to raise, awareness of breast cancer, y'all. And all I gotta say is, who doesn't know about breast cancer? I mean, everyone is aware of it, but this woman decided that she was going to get on a paddle board. Now, y'all, I've never heard of a fucking paddle board, but it's like a surfboard, but you stand on it and you paddle. And y'all, what fun is that? But anyway, she was on this paddle board, and she was she may have been off the Faroe Islands for all I know. But anyway, she's on this paddleboard, and I'm sure Straight Bob knows this story. But y'all, this whale started following her, and y'all, she about shot herself. But the whale just stayed right with her, and they became glorious friends. And y'all, do you know what she gave the whale a nickname? Y'all, and honest to God, this is honest to God, she named the whale Larry. And y'all, so Larry the whale was with this woman on the paddleboard. Now, y'all, the other thing that I saw in the news was on Monday, and y'all, I'm a little behind because I've just gotten behind, and y'all hadn't finished telling you about the big weekend last weekend. I'm going to get to that. But y'all, on Monday, the day after Easter, they had, I don't understand this, but y'all, they had egg rolls on the lawn at the White House. And y'all, I don't understand if there was chop suey with it, but they had egg rolls. I don't know if the gravitas was there or not. But y'all, there was some sort of egg rolls on the lawn at the White House. And y'all, the cast of Glee was singing there. And y'all, who knows? Maybe they were filming for the new season. The new season, they're going to sing the egg roll song. So y'all, if you hear the egg roll song on the Glee, then you'll know where that came from. Yes, Big Fatty, you are on the cutting edge. Now, y'all, Sunday of this past week, this past weekend, let me see, what did I do? I didn't really do a whole lot. My most frequent gentleman caller, wanted to come by, but y'all, we just couldn't arrange our schedule, so he came by on Monday instead. And we did a little egg rolling also. Ah, Fatty, you know this makes people want to vomit when they're eating their Cheerios or they're listening during their breakfast hour like that knot. But y'all, I do have, there was one, you know, I told you I was overserved. I was overserved on a Saturday night. And y'all, I had this vivid dream. I don't remember most of it right now, but I did. I was smart enough when I got up on Sunday to make a few notes. And y'all, I don't really know what was going on, but I do know that Big Fatty was involved in, it was some sort of there was some sort of reorganization somewhere, and I don't know if it was the coal mine or what. But y'all, I was on my high horse. Big Fatty was standing his ground, and I said to the people, and I don't know who the people were, but I said, I am not moving until there is an almond deli machine in here. Now y'all, I don't know what the fuck an almond deli is. So y'all, I mean, do you ever just have those fucked up dreams where you make up shit and you remember? I'm just gonna goggle almond dilly. Oh y'all, look at here, almond dilly. Oh no, that's dilly dally. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was gonna be almond dilly. No, but there is no such thing as an almond dilly. But y'all, if you would like to, and that this Daniel Beaver was gonna come up with. And by beaver, I mean come up with a contest to draw the sea hag's food hook. But y'all, if you'd like, instead of drawing the sea hag's food hook, if you'd like to draw me a picture of your representation of an almond dilly, please, please, please do not hesitate to do so. And, y'all, you can send those to P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And, I will get my, good friend April Winchell to judge these, because y'all, she loves to judge an almond dilly contest. Yes, Big Fatty, that is on her resume. Almond dilly judge. Love April Winchell. And so, y'all, there you have it. Big Fatty is just nattered right along. Now, y'all, I'm not going to go in the fat cave, but, y'all, there was a lot. I'm just going to speak real briefly about the quiz programs. There was a lot on the Twitty between that Joe in Dallas and Terminally Single Tim. And, y'all, he and the baby's arm, they both watched the dancing with the stars. And, y'all, I'm telling you that Kate Gosling, and, y'all, I've not seen who's been thrown off. I thought that Buzz Aldrin on Monday night was awful. He was just awful. And y'all, that was before that Kate Gosselin. The Kate and John and ate their children. She was on that, y'all, she was just horrible. In fact, that Lynn Goodman, boom, boom, he said that her dance was, and I love this, y'all, it was very, very pedestrian. And y'all, who has ever referred to a dance as pedestrian? Because, y'all, all she did was walk. She did not do no dancing. And, y'all, I hope to God, and she looked like a whore. She just looked, she was dressed like a whore. Just a big old whore. And, y'all, I just hope she is thrown off. But, y'all, don't take it from me. Ouija, what would you say if Lynn Goodman said you were pedestrian?
That bastard. The hot, big, fatty bastard.
I would lick his balls.
Dear Gussie, you'd lick Lynn Goodman's saggy sack?
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.